You can't go to the gym 3-4 days, four times a week to the jiu-jitsu gym, go balls to the wall, and expect yourself to recover. And that's what people do. Like, that's what the average guy does. Like, unfortunately, the average guy has absolutely zero concept of how to pace themselves in the jiu-jitsu gym. Every single role they go, they want to beat you. Because you guys have to understand, like, with weights, yes, there is a competitive nature to weights. Like, I want to outlift that.
But it's you against the bar. It's not you against another person.
Exactly. And so when you go against another person, like, it really takes, like, a lot inside of a man to be like, I'm not going to beat this guy up. I'm just going to go soft, right? And it takes two to tango, right? It takes two people coming onto the same page saying, hey, we can't afford to keep up this high-intensity training load. We have to take this down. And unfortunately, too many people don't do that, and they never do that. And so their whole jiu-jitsu career is plagued with
ego,
injuries, right? And they do the same thing. It's they repeat the cycle over and over again. They go into the gym, they go too hard, time and time again, they get injured. They take time off, they recover from the injury, they come back to the gym, they go too hard, over and over and over again, they get injured, they recover. And then the cycle just rinse and repeat. So I think, honestly, one of the biggest problems with most jiu-jitsu practitioners, especially even recreational ones like Dr. G, is that they go way too hard in the gym, like in the jiu-jitsu gym.